And I want to welcome you all to the 3D Restorative Solutions Podcast, a conducive social platform to talk about relevant issues through a restorative lens that adds value to relationships, conflict, and community to restructure a stronger community for all.
Hey, peace and blessings, everybody. Welcome to 3D Restorative Solutions Podcast. And again, man, I'm having these technical difficulties, so I'm going to do what I can to get out what I can because I am under the understanding and the belief that since I still have life in me in this 2021, that there's a lot of things that I can do, right? Just got to start doing them, right? Let that push you forward. So first of all, I want to, without a doubt, remember some individuals, not just individuals, but let us, Assalamu alaikum, Rahman to Allah wa barakatuhu. Hey, sister, how you doing? Peace and blessings. Yeah, I want to first take this time to get individuals to hopefully just take a moment in silence and kind of remember some of the individuals who we may have lost in this past year. Please take a moment to reflect and remember, right? Because a lot of people lost a lot of loved ones and they really need to be remembered. So if we can start this out with that, please do. And thank you for that. What's going on, Ms. Charmaine and Stacy? I see y'all. So again, man, I want to, was it the fifth day? Yeah, the first 5 days of 2021, you know, everybody's been, you know, first 5 days kind of been rocky or whatever, right? But what I do want to do is, you know, kind of circle back because, you know, last year we ended out on one note, and hopefully individuals will start this year out on another note. So that's why I just wanted to share a couple tips with the listening audience. Mr. Larry Vaughn, I see you. So I just wanted to share that, but I do want to acknowledge, you know, all the individuals who have supported me, the agencies, the businesses who have supported 3D Restorative Solutions. You know, never would have thunk it would have been like this, but, you know, it is what it is, and I'm thankful to see another day. So, you know, restorative justice. You know, we're still doing work. Matter of fact, we got a panel coming up this week, right? So we start the year out grinding and hitting the ground and, you know, really trying to, you know, shift the narratives in people's lives. And also BWWA, Black Women's Wealth Alliance, I want to give a big shout out to them. And my they have been very much supportive. And the sister Kenya, you know, may you get well soon, right? We have the Nonviolent Peace Force, right, with Mel Duncan over there. You can go back into my podcast and check out those conversations. NERC or Willer Hay, the neighborhood organization over there, which has very much been supportive. And I look forward in the year 2021 to doing some work with not only with the neighborhood organization, but also with the neighborhood over there to really get some things moving over there, really get people, give them the tools that they're going to need to get unstuck, especially after 21, man. We got to come up with some tools and solutions to help people get unstuck, right? Because last year was full of spiritual glue, let's say, not good spiritual glue, the spiritual glue that's heavy and weighs down, right? So, yeah. So it's like, I think at the end of the year, I was asking individuals to, you know, write out some values, right? We're talking about returning the values, getting back to a system of values or being able to reflect the values that we want to see in our community. And that's very important moving, you know, into this new year and into this new space, because we realized that in the last year, you know, a lot of things didn't really work out for a lot of people. And based on individuals' values, a lot of a lot of things didn't happen and a lot of things didn't flourish, but some people did flourish, right? Some people did thrive. Some people did make it through. Some businesses were started up in COVID and thrived. Some people, you know, actually took a leap of faith to do something different last year and actually came up with some different results. So I want to give big support to individuals who actually take the time to refocus on why they do what they do, right? So, and with me, myself, me and one of my friends, we was talking like about this value thing. So, you know, we had just actually sat down and wrote them out. And one of mine, well, I just go through my five values that I came up with and I share them with you, right? One of them is open communication. I really do value open communication, you know what I'm saying? Even if, and it may sound kind of funny, even if we may not agree, we can do so in a peaceful manner. We can agree to disagree, and we don't always have to agree, but it's how we respond after that, right? It's after we respond, how do we respond to someone who we don't quite agree with? That's a test. That's a trial, right? Something to look forward to coming up in a new year. Trust is something that I value, and trust is something that's earned. And, you know, people earn trust by being consistent and consistently doing what they say they're going to do, representing what they've always represented, and actually standing on the principles that, you know, that they say that they stand on. So trust is one of my values, right? Honor, right? To have honor in something, or to be honored to do something, or to be chosen, or to understand that, you know, it is an honor to make it to 2021. Thank you, Miss Carrie. Yeah, I don't know what color I'm gonna name this, but you know what I'm saying? It's the 2021 flavor. You know, I really do believe last year was very heavy and dull on a lot of people. So, you know, this year I'm going to bring all my podcasts and all my live through with, you know, add some color to it, right? You know, something nice on the eyes for individuals to think about something good, right? So thank you for that, right? So yeah, three is honor. And then four, I have repairing harm. And the reason that that's a value for me is because, not only with my own personal background have I been harmed and done harm, but I do know that repairing harm brings about something new, right? So in me understanding some of the things that I've went through in my lifetime, some of the situations in which I can identify with being harmed or being victimized, you know, I understand that a lot of that didn't have anything to do with me. It was someone else. Hurt people. You know, and when you get hurt, you want to share that pain with somebody else. You don't want to go through it alone. You know, a lot of people don't want to go through that pain alone. And a lot of people really see the greatness. I don't want to say a necessity, but they look forward to sharing that pain. So, you know, repairing harm is a value of mine, and peace or peacefulness or individuals being in a state of peacefulness. That is a value of mine. So when I'm looking at these values, just first, my first five values that I wrote down, the challenge is, and I put this challenge out to everybody, and I want to extend it out to people. Please listen. With each one of your values, we want to identify how can we not only put that into practice, but reflect that in everything that it is what we do, right? You know, you teach people how to treat you by how you treat yourself. So if we write these values down and, you know, actually start to practice these values, when people see us, you know, sometimes before we even say anything, you know, based on what our values is, they'll know what we represent. They'll know our nature. They'll know our spirit. They'll know our frequency, right? So for individuals that's, you know, looking for, you know, tools to get unstuck, you know, that list of values is great, right? And also I got a list of things that I'm working on, right, that will line me up with those values, right? So on this fifth day of January, you know, again, man, I'm having technical difficulties with this podcast thing, man, and going live in these electronics and everything, but you can best believe none of that is going to stop me. What's going on, Roosevelt? I see you, man. You know what I'm saying? None of that is going to stop me from doing what I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I really need to be doing, and that's communicating in this time where everybody is. I'm going to bring you on in a second. Roosevelt, hold on for a second, man. You know, we really want individuals to have tools, right? I got you. Shout, buddy. I'm going to bring you on, man. Hope you can get in on here with me, man. You know what I'm saying? See if I can bring some of these individuals. Come on here. Shout, buddy. You know what I'm saying? If you can get in here, man, come on in, man. But, yeah, so, you know, making a list of what our values are and making a list of some things that we might personally need to work on is a great start to the year, you know, especially after a year that's being so heavy, right? Everybody's list is going to look different. The things that individuals may feel that they need to work on may look different. You know, and can't nobody tell you that your list is wrong or you should add or subtract anything to your list, because that's your list, right? Your list of values are the things that you want to reflect. Shout about it. What's happening, man?
Hey, what up, man?
Man, I see you, man. I see you got that sun shining around you, man. You must not be in Minneapolis, man.
Hey, you know, make me go back in the house, man. I don't like talking to you niggas in the Midwest.
Hey, man, send me a cup of that sunshine, man. Let me put it over here in the corner or something, man. Hey, happy New Year's to you, brother.
I
appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just a reflection, man, because I ain't seen you stop and slow down, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen you do it, so why I'm going to do it?
That's right, brother. Motivation isn't much, man. Take care of each other. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be able to motivate each other, man, and make better moves for each other. You dig?
That's right, man. That's right. That's right. That's what kings do, man. You know what I'm saying? And so let me share this with you, man. I want to ask you this because I know you be moving around and, man, you get around. You international, right? You move around. I see you. You come in contact with different people in different places and spaces, man. And, you know, with this 3D Restorative Solutions, man, I've been pushing this value thing, right? You know, so let me ask you this. Like, you know, with your values, with the things that you value, you know, as an individual, not, you know what I'm saying, what you represent or anything, just as an individual, your particular values, is that something that, you know what I'm saying, you hold dear to you, or is that something that you go back on and, you know what I'm saying, kind of check out and make sure that you know what I'm saying, stand on that point? Is that something that you do?
Yeah, man. Values, you mean like as far as like personal values when it comes to living?
Yep.
Yeah, man. I'm big on loyalty, man. Like loyalty, bro. It's serious, man. We don't have loyalty these days. You know what I mean? A lot of loyalty is lost. Loyalty and willing to understand other men, willing to collaborate. I'm a big man on watching out for envy and jealousy. Mm-hmm. And when I bring up envy and jealousy and stuff like that, that's called bad spirit. Them called evil. I call them demon.
Yeah.
They attack you and they want you to be part of their world. So it's about when it comes to morals. You know, it's big on, it's about loyalty, man. I believe in loyalty. Having morals as far as being loyal to any situation, not even just people, when I say loyalty, when I call everybody kings and queens, when I mean loyalty, I mean, you can be loyal to fixing your car, making sure your car the best car in the world. Loyal to, just being loyal to a situation, man. We don't like to be loyal to nothing. We so surrounded by so much bullshit that even if we be loyal to the simplest things in life, situations, loyal to situations, you know what I mean? Be loyal to it, actually doing what you say you're going to do. It means a lot, man. You know, I didn't have to get rid of a lot of people in this world because naysayers and wannabes, mm-hmm. and you know, it ain't because I don't love them. It's because when you go to that next step in life, man, you got to be around people who actually move like you move and think like you think, because you don't want to be around people who think you're bringing down or who you think got jealous and envy of you. So, you know, when it comes to morals, man, it's about, I think loyalty is very, very, very vital, bro.
Hey, check this out, man. You know, you got that brand, man. You got that hat on, that us before me, right? You know, and that's one of them things that I consider a value system, right? Something that you value that somebody else can see you reflecting, that it's not a selfish push or a selfish act, but it's about us. It's about the collective, right? You know, one individual can change multiple individuals to the good or to the bad. So when I see that brand, that us before me, it puts me in the mindset that it ain't just about me, right?
Yeah, and then my thing is this, I ain't trying to interrupt, but I want to say one major thing before I let you back. That us before me thing is that's like somebody rich. Like, say, like that's me. I can't be rich without my family being rich with me. Mm-hmm. I'm not happy. If my man's, if I'm rich, I will at least, my thing is to at least show you how to get that money like I got it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I can't be rich up there by myself and get lonely. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
So it's about when I say us, I ain't saying I'm rich, you rich with me. I'm saying no, we don't get rich together. I got a way to get this money that makes me so comfortable and I'm straight. And then also, I'm gonna help you show you how to get that same way. I'm not gonna be comfortable. I can't be comfortable by myself. Not by yourself, bro. It don't work that way. You dig?
Man.
So, you know me, man. Oh, let's go get it. You know, motivating all of, not just me, all of us will get it. You know what I mean?
Indeed. You know, and you know, I remember a couple years ago, man, you was really pushing that barcode thing, man, really putting cats up on that ownership, right? And I want to thank you for that and salute you for that, because we still carrying that on. And I really do believe, man, in 2021, we really need to be talking and pushing that mindset about ownership, because, you know, they just showed us, man, if you don't own nothing, you're going to be owned by something or somebody. Right. And, you know, just having not just your name, owning your name or, you know, your swag or whatever, but owning your intellectual property and your gifts and skills. Right, and your talents, and being able, because those are the things that's going to make a way for us, right?
That's right, brother.
Indeed.
That's right, brother. And then my thing, like you said, you know, holding on to them talents that's going to get you about the bullshit we're going through, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Being strong about your situations in life, period, you know? A lot of us don't like, you know, we scared, bro. We think we can't do it. You know, they tell us we can't do it, so we going to think we can't do it, man. That's all of us, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so they call us sinners before we winners. But all the time we winners, but you got to be a winner first. You ain't no sinner. You a winner first. You mm-hmm. can become it. You can choose to be a sinner, bro.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying? You don't come out. Sorry, I said it. I know you. We don't come out the pussy being bad.
Man, that's say bad. That.
We don't come out the pussy being bad.
Yeah, we going to skip the bleep, but you dead on the head, right? You know what I'm saying? And I don't. I've been around for a while, man. I've never seen somebody who was born to be a criminal, a thief, a murderer. We not born like that, but these are, you know, I ain't gonna call them talents and skills, but these are personalities that we take on, right? That we adopt, that's foreign from us, right? So, you know, and I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just brought you on because I sent you on there, man. And I'm gonna be doing this at least twice a week, right? Just come on.
I support you no matter what, man. Hey, let me tell you something. Ain't nothing powerful just togetherness, man. The kings. Nothing more powerful. We need to show the world that we powerful together, bro. Period. Us before me.
Right. And when you say that, it just gives me my brand that man you can too. Tells him like, oh yeah, he did it. And you can do it too. Oh, you seen what I do, and you can do it too. Right. And when we show up in that positive frequency, right. You saying, hey, man, it's us before me. It just ain't me that's, you know what I'm saying, smiling and shining, trying to do something. You can do it too, right? So, you know, with my whole brand, it's like to add value to what everybody else talking about.
That's what's up, brother. Love you, man.
Love you too.
Man, I got you.
Hey, I got you too, man. All right, peace.
Anytime you need me, hit the line.
Oh, no problem. I got you. 21, man.
Yes, sir.
Indeed. So, yeah, you know, brother Shout Body, you know what I'm saying, coming up out of Chicago, man, good brother, you know, really check his music out. You can go on his website and everything. He got some YouTube videos and everything. He does good music, but what he also does is inspire and encourage individuals to, especially in the music and, you know, got talents and arts, man, invest in yourself, you know, take ownership or get ownership in what it is that you do, because, you know, we producers, man, we, you know, we got to get out of the mindset of being consumers and always, you know, trying to follow a trend of somebody else. We producers, so we have the ability to start some new things in a new culture and a, you know what I'm saying, a whole new framework and a whole new mindset and a narrative. We have the ability to recreate that and change that, right? But it's going to start. It has to start from a place of values, right? So I'm going to say that, and I said that, I'm going to keep it real brief, man. It's been about 20 minutes, but again, at least twice a week, man, I'm going to try to get on here, what's the day, Tuesday. So maybe Tuesday and Thursday, I get on here and just try to bring some people in and have some of these conversations, because it's hard to have them by myself, right? A lot of times we just be, well, I know I just be talking and rattling on, and after about 10, 20 minutes, man, I get to looking down at my notes and like, hey, so I want to bring individuals in, right? Try to do it like Tuesday and Thursday, round about a little bit after 3, round about 4 or something like that, you know. So, you know, tune in. You know, you can check me out on 3D Restorative Solutions Podcast. You can find that podcast on any platform. You can also go to the website, which is 3DRestorativeSolutions.com. Beefing that information up. So as we move forward, just know that it is going to be hard to move forward stuck in a place where we haven't healed from. It's going to be hard and difficult to move forward without actually addressing some of the issues that keep us from being our truest selves and our most vibrant selves, elevating or actually shining at our highest frequency, right? So, for the listening audience, thank you for chiming in, for my supporters, for the people calling, check in, and, you know, really go on and listen to the podcast. Thank you very much. Salute. You know, again, health is much more than, you know, being able to do a couple push-ups as you're doing all right, right? It's also spiritual. Right. There's a spiritual piece of ourselves that when we're stuck in a traumatic mindset or stuck in a traumatic event, it's a piece of ourselves that doesn't grow. Right. It's 2021. You have the ability to address those issues, to start the healing process, and to be able to grow, shine, and thrive. Right. Again, man, you can too, right? Lifestyle focus, 3D restorative solutions. That's what it is. Peace and blessings.